Welcome everyone, this is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and again, this is Doc Weight Loss. On this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about heartburn, how it is related to weight, as well as in how does weight loss actually help with improving heartburn. Alright, heartburn is incredibly common. If you've ever had heartburn, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It'll give you that pain right there in the chest, that subsequent, it's very miserable. You've got to move around. You can't sit still. You're taking antacid medications, and all that can help. Okay, what really is it? Okay, heartburn is occurred very common. It's much more common in people that are overweight. But what it is that when we get actual reflux that occurs up the esophagus from our stomach. Now, heartburn's often called lots of different things. Reflux is one of them. Esophagitis is one of them. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. There are a number, some people just call it indigestion. But basically, if you've had it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you get this reflux of some acid and potentially some food contents up into the esophagus from the stomach, and it irritates the lining of the esophagus. And when it irritates the lining of the esophagus, it causes inflammation. Inflammation causes pain. And so, yes, you get this pain with it. So you want to try to get rid of this because it's a very uncomfortable thing. Now, why does it tend to happen? Because it can happen to anybody. It doesn't matter if you're thin or you're overweight. Again, much more common with people that are overweight. But why does it happen? All right. Normally, and hopefully, there's a kind of a muscular valve at the very end of the swallowing tube called the esophagus. And that muscular valve helps prevent the contents of the stomach from backing up into the esophagus, causing these problems. So we hope that muscular valve is competent and is working effectively. But there are a couple things working against this. And one of those things has to do, or a couple of things has to do just with pressure. Okay? And what I mean by that is that our chest actually has a lower pressure than our intra-abdominal contents do. So the stomach and abdominal area is a higher pressure. And just like on the weather map, things will go from high pressure to low pressure. Well, that's what's going to want to happen. You know, if you fill a water balloon full of water, and there's going to, the more you fill it, the more back pressure is through that neck. And if you were to let go of that neck, all of a sudden the water's squirting everywhere. Okay. Well, you can kind of think of the stomach as filling that balloon up, and you get some back pressure then up into the neck of that, up into the esophagus, and subsequently then, if there's not a competent valve there, that it'll allow things to back up, cause inflammation. In the chest, whenever we breathe, we actually produce negative pressure. That's what helps us breathe. Okay, we can draw air in. But that negative pressure not only allows us to draw air in, but it actually kind of pulls up on the intra-abdominal contents. So it actually makes it a little easier for things to go from the intra-abdominal area up back up into the esophagus. What also helps with that then is kind of the positive pressure in the abdomen. And the abdominal contents, the way we breathe out is that we actually force air back out from the abdomen. We typically tighten the abdomen, that's what forces air out. But also when we tighten the abdomen, it increases the pressure in the abdomen, which then puts back pressure up into the esophagus. So we get some negative pressure up in the chest, we get positive pressure from the abdomen, and it's kind of a natural, it wants to push things up there. Again, if that valve at the end of the esophagus isn't perfect, it's going to happen. Certain foods may do it more, you know, everyone tends to know there are certain foods that tend to cause this, and it tends to be a little bit different for everyone. Now, it is directly related to weight, because the bigger someone is, the higher their intra-abdominal pressure. And it's just kind of, some of it is just related to the weight on the abdomen, makes it higher pressure, but some of it is that most of the unhealthy weight is actually contained in the intra-abdominal contents. It's actually underneath the muscle. It's not just under the skin. It's actually in the abdomen itself, which is actually the most unhealthy weight. But actually, the more that's in there, the higher that intra-abdominal pressure, the more pressure pushing up into the chest area, and subsequently then causes more reflux. reflux and causing the inflammation, the pain, the discomfort that goes along with the heartburn. Now, when we lose weight, it actually kind of reverses that thing. So when we lose weight, it takes pressure off the chest, but it also takes pressure off the abdomen. If you take pressure off the abdomen, there's less positive pressure pushing up into that chest. And it's not just the tissue on the outside of the abdomen. Again, it's the tissue on the inside of the abdomen. And if there's less fatty tissue packed into that abdominal contents, then there's less back pressure. Less back pressure, reflux tends to go away. So what many people that are overweight that notice when, hey, I lose a little bit of weight, my reflux goes away. I am feeling much, much better. All right, so heartburn, weight, directly related, as well as weight loss is gonna improve heartburn tremendously. Okay? And so keep that in mind. That's just one more reason to work on the weight loss. You want more information about weight loss? I would encourage you to get involved in our Losing Weight USA. How do you do that? Well, go to our Losing Weight USA website, which is www.losingweightusa.com. You'll get information tips every week. You'll get new recipes every week. And probably most importantly, I do a live webinar every single week on different weight loss topics. The more you get onto it, you can tune in directly live, interact, ask questions. Again, it's www.losingweightusa. All right, well, this is Dr. Clark signing off for Doc Weight Loss. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Good day, everyone.